This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. In less than 24 hours, Whiteville police arrested a suspect in each of the city's murders this week. Capri McMillan, age 32, was arrested in Lumberton on Wednesday. McMillan was charged with killing Jaquez Cribbs Sunday morning. WPD and Horry County Police arrested Anthony Sumter, age 52, in the early morning hours of today. He has been charged with murder and is awaiting extradition from South Carolina. Sumter is alleged to have killed Terry Lachey Thompson in her Covey Run home on Tuesday. Whiteville police went to the home for a wellness check and found her deceased. A Gaston Sellers Road woman was killed in a two-car wreck on US 701 Monday evening. Betty Stevens, age 74, died when Shivana Vereen of Fine Circle Drive rear-ended the Stevens vehicle at a high rate of speed. Stevens was stopped at an intersection waiting to turn to go home when she was struck. Her adult daughter, Lisa, sustained minor injuries in the wreck. Vereen was charged with misdemeanor death by vehicle. The bill prohibiting graphic depictions of sexual activity in public school library books was passed by the State House on Wednesday. HB 636 would ban books with graphic, written, or illustrated sex, or those that have sex as a main theme, from being in school libraries. Critics claim the move would ban classics such as To Kill a Mockingbird, and it's an attempt to prevent LGBTQ literature from being available in schools. Supporters of the bill say that they've found more than 38,000 books in school library collections across the state that depict graphic sex acts, have sexually explicit illustrations or photography, and even some guides on sexual positions and activities. Public comments return to the top of the agenda for the next county commissioners meeting. Chairman Laverne Coleman said he decided to move comments to the end in an attempt to make meetings flow smoother, but after complaints from the public, he said the segment will be back at the beginning. Coleman said the move was not intended to deprive people of their right to speak to the board about pending actions. CPHC Ministries in Chaffin will hold a live crucifixion recreation from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. on Friday. Visitors can also go to the pull-in for prayer tent, and there will be a connection tent for anyone that would like to learn more about Jesus and about the CPHC Church. They're located at 518 North Elm Street in Chaffin. The Central and Eastern North Carolina Food Bank will host another pop-up food distribution on Saturday in Chaffin. There are no ID, residency, or income requirements. It will be held at Jerusalem Baptist Church. Volunteers are needed for the event. See the story online for more. We also have a listing of several late Easter egg hunts that will be taking place on Saturday. If you happen to miss the big ones last week, never fret. There's still more going on this weekend. Just look for the story on our website. April 26th is going to be a wide open weekend in Columbus County. It's Gator Fest at Lake Waccamaw. You can enjoy vendors, live music, fun for the kids, and so much more. It'll be at Elizabeth Brinkley Park. Gerganus Farm Store will host its Spring Fling and Flock Swap on April 26th. There's no cost to be a vendor, so you can bring your spare yard birds, goats, and hogs for buying, selling, and trading. You'll also find specialty vendors, such as our dear friends, the Pretty Greens Microgreens. There'll be food trucks, free hot dogs, a dessert truck, and a bouncy house. Next door, the Farmer's Wife and Company will be holding a special sale that day. The event is free. And Barbecue on the Bluff is April 26th. Organizers have added a new event to the Fair Bluff event this year, the Walk and Run along the River Walk. It's called the Uncle Walk. You get to see which little piggy makes it to the finish line. To sign up, go to fairbluff.com. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.